You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Hello and welcome to Thought for May the 20th. Our readings are Joshua chapter 5 and 6, Isaiah chapter 10, and 2 Thessalonians chapters 1 and 2. And our thought is, your faith is growing abundantly. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians shows he now has greater confidence in them, in their faith and love. And this causes him to give thanks to God, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Chapter 1, verse 3. He commends their steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions. Verse 4. We are aware that there are true believers in some countries of whom this can be said today. And this is true of every generation. As Jesus said in his message to Smyrna, I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Revelation 2, verses 9 to 10. Let us all be rich in faith. The Ukraine is much in the news these days, and there are true believers there today, and we pray specially for them and for those in Iran. And we know that Stalin wiped out our community of believers in Ukraine in the 1930s. And we ponder the reference in the second chapter to a particular man of lawlessness and that there will be a rebellion. And we see just about everyone, in a sense, rebelling against any meaningful belief in there being a God at all. The day of the Lord then occurs. The leader of this rebellion is against every so-called God or object of worship. Verse 4. In a sense, the doctrine of evolution fulfills this, being against any concept of there being a God, a creator whom humans should worship and serve. Humans are also worshipping money, and Jesus said, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Luke 16, verse 13. Nearly everyone is devoted to the things money can buy today. Finally, we note Paul's warning that those who are perishing will do so because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Verse 10. James wrote in James 2 and verse 5, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? Let us be rich in the things our Master approves, making sure we truly love him and that our faith is growing abundantly. Well, thank you once again for joining us for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at ftf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.